This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called 50 Days of Faith. In these lessons, Rick looks into God's Word to discover the true meaning of faith and explore ways we can strengthen it. First, Pastor Rick just released a video Bible study based on the core teaching found in his best-selling book, Created to Dream. This dynamic study will help you reveal and fulfill the custom-made dream God has just for you. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called God's Way of Meeting My Needs.
Now listen to this, if you don't get anything else. When you are giving cheerfully, you are more like Jesus Christ than any other time. You are more like God, you are more godly when you are cheerfully giving than any other time, because cheerful giving represents the essence of God, and you cannot be a Christian, a follower of Christ, without learning to give cheerfully. Because that is the nature of God. God loves to give. And He loves to see you give cheerfully. And He goes, that's my boy. He looks down and He says, that's my girl. She's giving cheerfully. She's becoming like me. He's becoming like me. So I'm to give cheerfully. And then number five, I am to give weekly. Now that's W-E-E-K. L-Y, not W-E-A-K-L-Y, weekly. Let's read this verse together, 1 Corinthians 16:2. On every Lord's Day, by the way, what is the Lord's Day? Sunday, it's the first day of week. Why do we worship on Sunday? Because Jesus arose, was resurrected on Sunday. And so we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. On every Lord's Day, read it with me, put aside some from what you have earned during the week and use it for the offering. Giving is an act of worship, and you're to give it on the day of worship in your place of worship. It's an act of worship. So you give it at the place of worship when you're worshiping. Worship is not just come sing some songs and hear a message. There are other parts to worship. Prayer, commitment, and giving are all acts of worship. And God says, I want you to give me the first part of your money on the first day of the week as a reminder that I'm number one in your life. Now, how can I learn to give cheerfully? Because by my nature, I'm not naturally a cheerful giver. So how do I learn it? Well, on the back of your outline, there are three things you need to remember. And if you remember these three truths, you'll become a very cheerful giver. Number one, remember it all comes from God. It all comes from God. You'll never give anything away that God didn't give to you. You would have nothing if it weren't for God. The Bible says in the next verse, 2 Corinthians 9:10, God gives seed to the farmer and food to those who eat, need to eat, and God will also give you seed and multiply it. When a farmer goes out to sow seed, where did he get the seed? He didn't invent it. God even gave him the seed. He's going to get a crop, but even the seed came from God. So it's all God's in the first place. Second, I remember God's guarantee. And God's guarantee is that whatever I give to God, God is going to give back to me. I overlooked the verse on the first part. Turn it back over for just a minute and look at Luke 6:38. Now, this is right from the words of Jesus. Give to others and God will give to you. The measure you use for others is the one that God will use for you. So God says, you can choose how much I bless your life. And you can choose by your giving. Whatever I give, you give to me, I'll give to you. We'll just measure it back and forth. God has a guarantee in 2 Corinthians 9:11. He says, you will be enriched so that you can give even more generously. Do you know how God grows your heart, makes you, gives you a bigger heart? You give to Him, He gives more back to you than you got. Then you give Him more, then He gives more back to you. Then you give Him more, and it just keeps growing your heart. Instead of having a little tiny shriveled heart, it grows bigger and bigger. So you remember God's guarantee that He will bless you back in return. And number three, I remember my eternal reward. I remember my eternal reward. God, did you know that God rewards you every time you give? And you're storing up treasure in heaven, the Bible says. an eternal reward? Luke 16:9. Use your worldly resources to benefit others. In this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. Now get this, this is so phenomenal. Anything that I hold onto in this life, I'm losing the moment I die. Anything I hold onto, I refuse to let go of, I'm losing at the end of this life. But anything that I place in God's hands, I will enjoy forever and eternity. He says it's being stored up in heaven. Anything I put in his hands, I will be restored and rewarded in eternity. Now, it's not you die, you get to heaven, and you call back and say, wire it all up now. No, you got to do your giving while you're living so you'll be knowing where it's going.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know that God has a dream for your life? Before you took your very first breath, He had already placed the gift of imagination into your brain and hardwired creativity into every cell of your body. But discovering and fulfilling your God-given dream will require a journey of faith on your part. That's why Pastor Rick just released the Created to Dream Bible Study, based on the core teaching found in his best-selling book, Created to Dream. The six-week video-based study will reveal the process God uses to fulfill the custom-made dream He has just for you, and the faith-building phases He'll lead you through as He does. This video study includes an enhanced workbook with lesson outlines, key verses, and homework for deeper reflection between each session. You can do the study on your own or with friends in a small group setting. So whether you're feeling stuck, forgotten, afraid, or uninspired, the Created to Dream Bible Study will give you the tools you need to awaken and pursue the custom-made dream God created you to fulfill. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the Word of God to a hurting world, we'll send you the Created to Dream Bible Study Kit to say thanks. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own copy of the Created to Dream Study Kit. And if you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Now let's get back to today's lesson here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
Now, it's not you die, you get to heaven, and you call back and say, wire it all up now. No, you got to do your giving while you're living so you'll be knowing where it's going. And you've heard me say many times, you cannot take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. And every time you give, you know what you're doing? You're storing up treasure in heaven. And that treasure is insured by the FDIC, Father's Deposit Insurance Corporation, your Heavenly Father. So the principle is, when you have a need, plant a seed, and the procedure is give with the right attitude. Now, if you do those two things, then comes the promise. And the promise is that I can expect God to meet all my needs. I can expect God to meet all my needs. And God promises this over and over in the Bible. In fact, did you know that there are more promises about giving in the Bible than any other thing? Bar none. God has more promises in the Bible about this. That's why we have to deal with it in this 50 days of faith. More promises about giving than anything else. Because God wants to teach you to expect Him to meet all your needs. Now look at this verse, 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now, was there any word that you saw repeated there? Circle all the alls. All grace. God says, I'll give you all grace. Not some grace, all grace. So that in all things, not in some things in life, but in all things, at all times, not some of the time, but all of the time, You'll have all that you need, not some of what you need, but all that you need, and abound in every good work. Question, what does that verse not cover in your life? It covers everything. Everything. Does that include mortgage payments? Yes. Does that include school bills? Yes. Doctor bills? Yes. God says all. Now, here's the real issue. Is God a liar? That's the issue. You see, folks, when you talk about giving, it's not even really about giving. It's about faith. It's about faith. Giving shows whether I have faith or not. Will God do what He says He'll do? Will God keep His promises? Can I depend on God? Giving is not even about giving. It's about faith. You know, honestly, I feel sorry for people who don't tithe because it means they don't trust God. I can't depend on God to keep His word that if I put Him first in my finances, that He'll take care of all my needs. Now, I figure this one out. I don't know how some people can trust God for their eternal salvation but can't trust God with their finances. How does that one figure? That doesn't make sense. If I can trust God to save me, forgive me, and get me into a heaven, can depend on Him to keep His word if I do what He tells me to do? Of course. Giving is a test of faith. Now, it's not a test of feelings. It has nothing to do with how you feel. It's just a test of faith. Now, why is this so important to God? Why is my giving so important to God? Why is your giving so important to God? Look at the next verse. It is proof of your faith. People will praise God because you obey the gospel you say you believe and because you freely share with them and others. When I give, it proves my faith. It is a testimony to other people that I really do believe what I say I believe, that God will take care of me, and God uses it to bless other people. That's why it's so important. It's an issue of faith. This week, I got this letter. This week, and it says, Dear Pastor Rick, last February, you gave a message that got me thinking about tithing. Up to that point, my wife and I only gave sporadically what was left over from time to time. But you quoted a Bible promise about tithing where God says, test me. So my wife and I decided to take the challenge. We committed to tithing the full 10% of our income for this year. Little did we know what God had in store for us. I was in the process of shutting down one company and starting a new one, and I wasn't sure I would even have any income this year to tithe on. But then in May, I purchased some property, and I sold it in October for a substantial profit, and the check enclosed represents our tithe from that sale. But here's the test of faith part. The week before I wrote this check, I had to close on another property, fund another project, and pay company overhead. I began to wonder if I could afford to write our tithe check. It would be tight without that money. But a commitment is a commitment, and God comes first, and so we wrote the check, and we never felt better. Then, last Monday, I got a call that gave me a new contract to develop a new property, and the income is almost twice the amount of the tithe we just gave. You see, Rick, I used to think that I couldn't afford to tithe, but now I know that I can't afford to not tithe. Have you learned that lesson yet? The verse he's talking about is a very famous verse in the Bible. It's the next one on your outline, Malachi 3:8-10. Look at this verse. Bring your whole tithe into the storehouse. Test me in this, says the Lord, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. Now, I want you to circle the phrase, test me. God issues a challenge here. Here's the Pepsi challenge verse of the Bible. He says, I dare you. By the way, did you know this is the only verse in the Bible where you can prove that God exists? God says, I'll prove it to you. Test me, and I'll prove it to you. He says, let's play a little giving game. You give to me, and I will give back to you, and we'll see who can outgive the other person. And he says, I dare you. Now, it's amazing to me that the God who created the entire universe puts himself on trial. God did not have to make this promise. God could have just said, I want you to tithe because I say so, and I'm God and you're not, and you owe me everything anyway. But he doesn't do that. Because God is a loving, faithful, giving God. He wants you to learn to be like him. He wants you to learn to not be stingy. He wants you to learn to be generous. Generous. Did you know that the most sensitive nerve in your body goes from your heart to your wallet? It does. It does. You know, we just get nervous even talking about this. I mean, I could talk about all kinds of other stuff and you wouldn't get nervous. But it's like, I got to hold on to this. Now, he could have just said, give it, but instead he makes a promise, and he puts his character on the line, and he says, test me. Is God real? Is God loving? Will God keep his promise? You'll never know until you start tithing. Now, tithe means 10%. It doesn't mean an eighth or 15th or 30th. It means 10%. God says, if I make 100 bucks, the first 10 bucks goes back to God. If I make 500 bucks, the first 50 bucks goes back to God. Why did God say 10%? Beats me. I haven't the slightest idea why he said that. I don't know. I do know that it all belongs to God. He could have said, give me 50% and you take 50. He could have said, you give me 90 and live on 10. But he just said 10. So I figure he knows what he's doing. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You think, you know, I'd like to do this, Rick, but I'm just scared. You know, it just scares me. And when I hear that, it just means you just don't really understand how much God loves you and how much he has promised to take care of you and how much he wants to grow your faith. So today we're going to remind ourselves of how much God loves us. Look at these verses on the bottom of your outline. 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Remember the generosity of Jesus Christ. Look at the next verse. We are saved because Jesus amazingly and out of sheer generosity moved to save us. Look at the next verse, John 1, 16. We all live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. The reason we give is because Jesus first gave to us. He gave his life for us. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ stretched out his arms on the cross and he made the ultimate sacrifice when he gave his life for you. Even if God never did anything else for you in life, you owe him your entire life for what he's already done for you. Gave his life so that you could spend eternity in heaven. Now, today we've talked about giving back to God, and I make no apology for that. If you're going to grow in faith, you've got to learn to give back to God. But what God really, really wants is you, your love, your life. The last verse on the outline says this, offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. When you think of what he's done for you, is this too much to ask? The answer is no. Let's bow our heads. If I can trust Jesus Christ with my forgiveness and my freedom and my future, I can certainly trust him with my finances. Do you need to ask God to forgive you for not trusting him in your finances? If so, do so now. And ask him to give you the faith to do the right thing. Jesus, we will never be able to repay what you've given to us. In fact, everything we have is a gift from you. We can only give back what you've given to us. Help us to learn the miracle of generosity. Stretch our faith, increase our commitment, deepen our love for you. Break the grip of materialism in our lives. Father, there are many people here today with severe financial difficulties. And we pray for them as a church family right now. We ask you to help them. Do a miracle in their lives as they trust you. And prepare us to do a miracle through us and in our hearts this next week. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know that you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can when you sign up to receive his life-changing daily Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, did you know that God has a dream for your life? Before you took your very first breath, He had already placed the gift of imagination into your brain and hardwired creativity into every cell of your body. But discovering and fulfilling your God-given dream will require a journey of faith on your part. That's why Pastor Rick just released the Created to Dream Bible Study, based on the core teaching found in his best-selling book, Created to Dream. This 6-week video-based study will reveal the process God uses to fulfill the custom-made dream He has just for you and the faith-building phases He'll lead you through as He does. This video study includes an enhanced workbook with lesson outlines, key verses, and the homework for deeper reflection between each session. You can do this study on your own or with friends in a small group setting. So whether you're feeling stuck, forgotten, afraid, or uninspired, the Created to Dream Bible Study will give you the tools you need to awaken and pursue the custom-made dream God created you to fulfill. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the Word of God to a hurting world, we'll send you the Created to Dream Bible Study Kit to say thanks. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own copy of the Created to Dream Study Kit. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. And if you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com. Or just call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, we get letters and emails from people all around the world and from all ages. And here's one that I got from a listener in Indonesia. His name is Stephen, and he's 12 years old. He wrote, "Dear Pastor Rick, thank you for the powerful way that you've impacted my life. I'm just a 12-year-old schoolboy in Jakarta, Indonesia, but I listen to the broadcast every morning on the way to school. My life has changed completely this year. I'm at a new school, and my family's just about recovered from some financial problems, but I'm still having to learn a whole new way of life. Some days I really feel bad, and I ask God to help me. But then the Daily Hope broadcast comes on the radio, and you always say something that helps me feel better, and I know that at that moment, God is trying to speak directly to me through you. So thank you ever so much." Well, thank you ever so much, Stephen. I love hearing from people like you, literally all around the world, who've been impacted through Daily Hope. You know, by the way, I want to thank all of those of you who support us regularly with your financial gifts every month. We can't do this without you. But because of you, we're able to minister to people like this 12-year-old boy, Stephen, in Jakarta, Indonesia. You're never going to know this side of heaven the number of lives that you have impacted because of your gifts to Daily Hope. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. When we get to heaven, we're all going to rejoice and see the results there.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.